You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're talking about those things that make us feel helpless, that keep us up late at night, with us wondering what we can do about them. How can we save people? What can we do to better this world? Later on in our second hour, I'll be telling you about what we can do and how to make yourself feel better and get better sleep. But right now, let's talk about those big issues, the big concerns that we have on a daily basis, the ones that seem to never go away, the ones that we feel like we have to swallow to keep down because we don't know what to do about it. We only have those few friends that you can actually talk to about it because everybody else doesn't want to hear about it, or the rest of the people are in their own little world because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to have to deal with the stress that comes with understanding that issue or seeing that it exists head on. You know, a lot of us have certain issues that and certain concerns that literally plague us day and night. And I think some of those I want to list off right now, and then I want to talk about them more, and I want to really bring them to light, because I think a lot of times when we think about these situations, we feel like we have nobody to talk to. We feel like nobody else feels the same way as we do. And we don't want to be Debbie Downer from Saturday Night Live, where everybody goes, oh God, here's Ashley again. Here she is. She's going to be talking about downer stuff. No, you don't want to be like that. But at the same time, you just want to talk about the issues that matter to you. And sometimes they're not the small concerns. Sometimes they're not personal. Most of the time, they're really large concerns, worldwide concerns that we have to sit there and deal with or understand or figure out how can we do something to make us feel better about the current situation. Honestly, how do we do it? What do we do? What can we do? And what can we do right now? And I think that's the biggest thing, because a lot of times we try to think about these grandiose ideas, or we try to think about logic and how we can change the world, and we could do this, we could do that, we could formulate this group, or we could do this, or we could hire this person, or we could go out there on our own and go do Greenpeace, or we could get on a float in the middle of the Pacific and try to figure it out. We can see if those marine biologists know what they're talking about. We could actually work with them. We could work with the apes. We could do all kinds of stuff. I mean, we could go over there and fight ISIS, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know. And you get so wrapped up in it because we have no outlet. You have no outlet. I mean, half the news that we listen to doesn't say anything. You know, half the subject matter that we deal with, they don't talk about stuff like that. I mean, you don't go out to the bar for happy hour and people are talking about ISIS, really? I mean, you don't go to happy hour and people are talking about, you know, the cost of goods and services or genetic modified food. Think about it. I mean, and how many of y'all think about this stuff on a daily basis? Animal cruelty. I mean, the militia that's possible in Texas. Fukushima. All the Pacific Coast devastation. Bad leadership, even at top levels. Financial wellness or the financial woes of this country and other countries. Job crisis. Not being able to find a job. Seeing that the whole industry seems to be drying up, and there you are getting a secondary degree wondering where you're going to pay this back. I mean, honestly, that can keep you up at night. What about the futures? What about the safety of our world, the safety of our planet? Terrorism, drought, ISIS, death. I mean, think about all these things that we all deal with on a daily basis. We wonder, we ponder, we pontificate, we get stressed out, we internalize the stress. I mean, there is something to be said that stress is a killer. Not only is stress a killer, but it also puts on a lot of weight. Golly, you know, cortisol actually causes weight gain. It does. And if you're stressing all the time, man, you're not even eating a bag of chips and you're gaining weight. I mean, I've been there before where you literally all day long you work and you work really hard and you get your work done and you get home and you see something on the news and it just triggers something else, or you see something on Facebook and it triggers something else and you go, oh my God, I didn't do anything today for Greenpeace, or I didn't do anything today about petition writing against the shooting and the deaths of the rhinos. I didn't do anything today to help support against animal cruelty, you know, and then we start kind of beating ourselves down. Oh my gosh, you know, if I really cared enough, I would have taken time to do that. You know, what am I going to do? And then sometimes we wonder, are our issues the same as others? And, you know, sometimes we feel frankly odd bringing it up, because then again, it's almost like dealing with a situation that seems so much bigger and out of control than we can feel that we can take care of. Think about it. I mean, we could kind of handle up on some of our business, some things that we can get a good grip on. We have a good grip on it, a good finger on the pulse. But sometimes some of these issues, whoa, they just seem out of control. They seem so big. I mean, what can we do as an individual? And I think that's the things that keep us up at night, is we know what matters to us. We know what we want to take care of. We know what bothers us. We know the thing that we see on Facebook about whatever cause, whatever concern, that thing, that particular subject matter that just overwhelms us. We can't stop thinking about it. I mean, you almost get so angry about social media because you go, if I would have seen that this morning, I would have been in a better mood. But is it because we saw that? Is it because we haven't done anything? Or more so, is it because we don't know what to do? You know, I think that a lot of times we sweep these big issues under the rug because, you know what? We just don't know what to do. What can we do to change the world? I mean, we hear it all the time, you know, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I think we can. I think we can all change the world. I'm pretty sure of it. But it's about using the right action and not beating ourselves down in the process. And I'm a victim of this myself, too. I've created my own victim of this. I've made my own self a victim. Because, you know, it's true. We can only make our own selves victims. Nobody can make us a victim. We have to choose to be a victim. We have to choose to beat ourselves up. We have to choose to be upset with ourselves. We choose. And so what are we going to choose to deal with? What causes mean something to us? What concern is the biggest concern that we find? And some of y'all might say, hey, this is a tie. I have several concerns of this planet and welfare and animals and rights. And they all seem legitimate and they're very important. So where do I begin now, Ashley? I want to change 7 different levels of our government, or I want to deal with this, or I want to deal with animals' rights, or I want to deal with the safety, and I'm overwhelmed by the terrorism. And at the same time, I'm scared of my own death. So what am I supposed to do now, Ashley? And I hear you. And that's why I decided to do this show tonight, is because I feel that a lot of people are in the same boat. And I understand how it is to feel overwhelmed. And I understand how it is to even turn on the TV or to watch certain media and get even more overwhelmed. Sometimes even scared. Sometimes even terrified. What's next? I mean, I read some reports on some websites here and there and some newscasts here and there that literally scare the bejesus out of me. Seriously. I mean, if this is anywhere near reality, I mean, what is going to happen next? And then you have the opposite end of the news where nothing's wrong, everything's great, this is awesome, it's just like Woodstock every day. And we know that's not true. I mean, come on, we know that. We know that it's not like, oh yeah, everything's just wonderful, everything's peaches and cream, everything's awesome, oh my gosh. We know that. We would love it to be that way, but we know that's not the case. On the other extreme, we know that not all this stuff that we hear has got to be all real. I mean, my God, it'd be like martial law on the streets. Be chaos. I mean, think about it. Not all this could be real, nor could all this be fake. So then how do we deal with it, piecemeal it, and figure out what we can do to better the situation, what we can do to make ourselves feel better, and what we can do to make a change in this world? When we return, we're going to talk about the issues that plague us, those ones that we keep us up at night, make us feel helpless. We feel like a victim. We feel like we're being run over. We don't know what to do. We don't understand how we can take care of certain things in our life, but we seem to not be able to get a grasp on this concern. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in 2 shakes.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about the issues and concerns that make us feel helpless, that keep us up at night. Later on in hour 2, we'll be talking about what you can do about things, how you can begin to live your life to not stay up all night, to not be totally stressed out, and to feel and to know that you have a good finger on the pulse. You know, there's a lot of concerns that a lot of us have, and these concerns are very concerning, honestly. I mean, we're all allowed to feel a certain feeling or emotion when it comes to certain big issues. And I think a lot of times in this society, especially in the United States, we're used to sweeping it under the rug. It seems easier that way. It seems easier to sweep it under the rug and act like it doesn't exist. Because if we act like it exists, what are we going to do next? I mean, think about it. If these big issues are actually real, what do? And I think some of us realize that they're real, but we don't want to talk about it. I mean, when was the last time that you went to a dinner party and talked about animal cruelty or Fukushima or bad leadership up to the top level, Pacific Coast, the destruction and the devastation of the Pacific Ocean? When was the last time that you had a conversation like that amongst your peers? I think it's interesting because a lot of times we tend to not want to discuss these types of issues because we feel like we might be the only one. Sometimes we might have discussed them or tried to discuss them in the past and gotten shot down. And you know what I'm talking about. Oh, that doesn't exist. Or, oh, that's all a cover-up. And that's BS. That's not real. Or the other extreme. Oh, why you have to bring everybody down, man? It's not that big of a deal, man. And I think that when we get told that, it even upsets us more. Because we know what a big deal is to us, and we know what a big concern is to us, and especially when you have children, and you're raising children, and they're young, and you're looking at the state of the union and the state of the world right now, you go, oh my God, you know, I really hope that things turn out okay. I mean, what happens if things keep going this direction? You know, and some of us think, oh, well, you know, every generation has always thought they were doomed, and every generation thought everybody's going to die, and it hasn't happened so far, so I think we're okay. But, you know, I think that in order to stay alive and have a good life, we have to take good measure. We have to start being accountable. And I think better yet, we need to start talking about these issues, these concerns, because I think it'll grow and bring people closer together. You know, I watch the news occasionally. I try not to watch a lot of it. I don't know. Could be like self-preservation. Could be because I like to be happy. You know, on the other side, the reason why I don't really watch a lot of it is because it doesn't seem to always be telling me the news. I don't know if you feel that way. I'm sure most people listening tonight probably do. That it feels like a lot of times in the news is telling us something that doesn't seem that much importance. And it seems like the really important stories seem to never be talked about. And, you know, I believe that's true a lot of the time. You know, I think that lately we've been talking about riots and we've been talking about various issues and concerns. But are those really the big issues? And I think that a lot of us can look past those issues and know that that's not intrinsically the biggest issues. The biggest issues that we have in our world today are the issues that could wipe out the universe, the issues that could wipe out all plant and animal life, the issues that could wipe us out, not to mention, you know, genetically modified foods. We don't even know what they do. Why can't I just eat a normal food? I don't get it. I mean, it's like a testing ground. It's like, you know, we're all a bunch of, you know, guinea pigs and we're being tested. And I love guinea pigs. But sometimes that's how we are, too. And it's sad because I don't agree with animal testing. But just as much as I don't agree with animal testing, I don't agree with human testing either. And I think a lot of times we miss out on the big picture when we listen to certain newscasts. But I think also all of us within us intrinsically know the cause is important to us. So let's talk about various issues, concerns, and maybe the causes that are connected to these. And how to begin to really look at these different issues in certain light to really develop more of a sense of hope, but not just hope, a sense of stability over fear and victim. So let's talk about getting a sense of stability, an actual stable foundation that we can really use to, I don't know, to not only create a good, healthy situation in our minds, but also a roadmap for us to follow. I sat down a couple days ago, and I was talking to a friend of mine in a meeting, and I said, hey, what are your top issues, top concerns, worldly concerns that keep you up at night? And their first response was kind of flippant, you know, like, I don't have a lot of Facebook likes, or I don't know what's happening in Detroit, or I'm not sure about what Lindsay Lohan's doing next. And at first I kind of was like just a little peeved, and then I realized they were kidding, but they're like, you know what? I don't really have any issues that really concern me that keep me up at night. And I was like, okay. So I started writing my own list, and I wrote a list of about 16. And when I got done my list, I said, can you think of anything else? They're like, wait. I know something that's kept me up at night a lot. And I said, well, what is it? And they're like, you know, I'm scared. And I'm like, I'm scared what? They're like, I'm scared of genetically modified foods. I'm scared of what's in the food now. I'm scared about what we're eating, what we're digesting. I'm scared about getting cancer from something that's processed that I don't even know is in my food. I'm scared that I might be giving this to my sons and I don't even know it. And I'm scared what's going to happen 10, 20 years down the road when we find out that we have been eating it and we find out some really awful repercussions. And then he went on, he said, not to mention what's happening to our farming system in this country. You know, and how hard it is for real legitimate farmers to do well and prosper. And I am very big on organic food. Organic, real food. Because it's so important. I mean, in order to be healthy, you got to eat well. And I know a lot of y'all listening tonight, you know this, but you don't do it. Some of y'all think that it's too expensive to eat well. Others of y'all, they, you know, a steak and baked potatoes just fine with you. And some of y'all are on the same wave as I am. Food is the most important thing. What we eat is the most important thing. And I do not eat rich foods. I do not eat steaks. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork. I don't eat any beef. I'm mostly a pescatarian. I eat fish and vegetable diet. And the reason why I picked this is because, you know, think about certain people across the world, across the globe. Think about certain groups of people, the Mediterranean, in the Mediterranean. Think about people like in Spain. Think about across the globe. And think about how old certain people get to live and how well and how nice and how happy and how good quality their life is. Versus look around you about how, what kind of quality of life does your grandparents have? What kind of quality of life do you have? What kind of quality of life do the people that you know have? You know, and I'll tell you one thing. I love my family. But my extended family, they're wonderful people and they're good people. But they do not eat well. They eat well for what they consider to eat well, but they don't eat well as far as a good diet that will prevent disease, heart attack, cancer. And a lot of it, too, is just not knowing, not having the knowledge base. And a lot of people say, oh, eating organic is so expensive. Well, you know what? Vegetables aren't that expensive, even if they are organic. And the best thing to eat is rich, leafy, green vegetables. Lots of vegetables. A vegetarian has a very healthy diet. If you want to add some sort of meat component, you could do like an organic type chicken or some fish. But being smart about what we ingest and knowing and finding out and going to the next marker, to the next level, going the extra mile to find out, is this genetically modified food? Is this proper food? Should I be ingesting this? Who makes this? Who's the production manager? Who creates this product? Where does it come from? Okay, I know that might be a lot of work for some of y'all out there because you go, my God, I'm supposed to figure out where the food came from? I mean, Ashley, I got a job already. I don't need to have another job. And I get it. I understand. But, you know, to know more is to be educated. There's a lot of things in this world that we don't know a lot about. And because we don't know a lot about it, it intimidates us. It intimidates us. I don't like being intimidated. And I think a lot of the biggest concerns we have in this world, we have them because we don't know enough, because we are intimidated. We feel overwhelmed because we don't have enough knowledge base. We don't have enough factual evidence. And that's what we'll be talking about later on here in the next couple hours as well, is about how to really engage, how to be knowledgeable, how to find out everything we need, and how to continue to learn more. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about those big things, those big concerns that we feel helpless about. We don't know what to do about them. It keeps us up at night. You know, there's those concerns that we have. I like to call them concerns because they're not really issues. I believe a concern is something that we're concerned about. I believe that an issue, I don't know, it just seems sort of out of control. And when we were talking about in the last segment, I was talking about the whole idea of genetically modified foods and how alarming and how alarmed we should be about this. Because it's like testing on humans. Think about it. They don't know what it's going to do. They have no idea. I mean, we're fine with what we already had. You know, and that's the thing, is that a lot of times these concerns, we can do something about it. We can make changes. We can make choices. So let's think about this whole situation. Let's think about genetically modified corn. Let's just talk about that just for a second. And we know the big players involved and the companies that are involved in the production of this. We know what they're doing to the small farmer. We understand that as well. And we know that we don't want to consume this. If you don't know that you don't want to consume this, well, I'm telling you now, you don't want to consume genetically modified foods, okay? You don't need to. I mean, why remake the wheel? Why do this? I mean, if the tires are already working, why are we going to create some sort of fake tire? Let's think about this. I mean, think about it. We have land. There are farmers. There's a lot of farmers that are creating organic foods and vegetables. I think we can go with that. Okay. So we know the big players involved in the production of genetically modified foods. We know that it's probably not healthy for us. Most of us have done some research and know exactly, possibly, how unhealthy it can be. So a lot of us sit there and think, okay, well, we got to stop this from happening. We got to stop the industry from creating this. We got to get to the legislation. We got to pass legislation, and we got to move on. Okay. And I agree. I think that the bigger, the better. However, how do we deal with the concern right now? How do you deal with the concern right now? And my advice to anybody that's concerned with this particular issue at this time is to, first off, educate yourself on all genetically modified foods. Get a list of everything that can be modified. Get a list of all producers of modified foods. When you go to the store, make sure that you're buying foods that say non-GMO manufactured foods. Non-GMO. Non-GMO. That's what you want to see. Be proactive. If you're scared about that, make sure you're not eating it. I would go far enough as to discuss with my kids and my family the importance of not consuming these foods. I'd even go far enough to go to the schools and find out about the school lunches. Work on maybe changing that, and in the process, making lunches for your children to take with them to school. Also, explaining to your children the authentic reason why you're scared of this. And so explain to them that the chips and certain things that they're eating may contain these types of foods. I use the word foods very loosely. And I think if you talk to your children about this, not all children are going to listen immediately, because, you know what, Mom, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm kidding. But no, for the most part, they're going to listen. They might not totally follow every word to the T, but for the most part, if you talk to a child as an adult and you explain to them your real concerns, and you explain to them in a way that they can understand, but not dumbing it down, in a highly educated way, they'll listen. And, you know, maybe if your communication has been a little broken just because of the child parent thing, that's normal. A lot of people go through that process. Some people never change, but you can. And this is a good thing to start with. If you are concerned about these types of foods or anything that's concerning you, that's important to you, make time to talk with your kids. They'll respect you. And that's what parenting is about, is respect and love, right? Your kids will respect you for coming out and talking authentically with them because they'll know that mom and dad are being honest. And they actually feel this way. And if you feel like you want to also produce some sort of claims, some sort of health information, news information, research, get some research. Go online. Get some materials. Show them. Explain them. Show them the picture. It's amazing how we can tell somebody something, but when we show them a picture, it's worth a million words. And I was just thinking about that because I was asked to do another elementary school career day. Last time I did a middle school career day. This time is an elementary school career day. And I was thinking, you know what? I need to bring some sort of pictures or something to show what I do. Because I've always talked a lot. And I think that you could talk and you could be authentic, but showing what you do or showing what you mean can support and add to what you're saying. And the same goes for this conversation with you and your kids. Same goes for this conversation with you and your spouse, you and your neighbors, you and your friends. This shouldn't just stop in the house. If you're concerned about something that's overwhelming you and stresses you out at night, you need to share this with everybody that matters to you. Think about it. You could save someone from cancer or death. You could save someone from getting very ill. You could save someone from a fate that we don't even know what will happen later because it hasn't been figured out yet, but yet we're just doing this. That's really what this is all about, is we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to all come out, and we don't know how this is going to shake down, but we're just doing it. We're just doing it. Let's just do it. Woo! Put all the cell phones up to your ear. Put 3 or 4 at a time. We don't know. Let's just try it out. Let's see what happens. Come on. Tell all your friends about it. Get them on the same page. Because if it really is real to you, and you've done some research and you know it to be true, it's good to enlighten other people. And some people won't want to be enlightened, okay? Some people don't. Some people would rather think that they have a good beat on things, and their biggest concern is who's going to win Dancing with the Stars. And for some people, that stress alone about Dancing with the Stars almost puts them in the ER. And, you know, I don't buy into all that. I don't buy into that's the only thing. I think that they're secretly freaking out inside about a lot of things. And you know who I'm talking about. You know people like that. They got no big issues, but yet they freak out. And you know they cry. You know they cry before they, you know they cry because they're so stressed out. Because they don't want to show anybody that they actually have big concerns and they're scared. They don't want to show that. They don't want to admit that. They don't want to be authentic about that because maybe it might not just be about being authentic. It might be that if they actually say it out loud, it becomes reality. You know, a lot of people, it's hard for a lot of people to see the big concerns because once you see it and you accept it, it's real. It doesn't just go away. You can't go, well, you know, animal cruelty doesn't exist. Animal testing doesn't exist. I saw some really awful things the other day on the internet, and I've never believed I've seen that in my life, and I don't want to repeat this because I don't want to put that in anybody else's mind, but no, that doesn't exist. No, 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 no. And some of us started there because we wanted to be there. We wanted to go back to that innocence. We wanted to go back to the fact that we didn't know. But you know what happens with knowledge? You can't go back. So this show is dedicated to everybody that's going forward with their knowledge. Going to learn more. Going to get stronger. Going to get out of the victim mode. There's no more victim mode here. There's no more intimidation factor. This is the Burgess Perspective. And the intimidation factor is at an all-time low on this show. We don't go for that. We don't stand for that. And you know what? We're not going to deal with that. No stinking patches. We'll make our own patches. I'll make our own patches. Y'all come by the studio. We'll have some perspectives. No intimidation patches. Okay? When we return, we'll be talking more about these concerns that plague us, that keep us up at night, as well as what we can do about it. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're talking about those concerns that leave us feeling helpless, that keep us up late at night, worrying, upset, angry. I don't know, just kind of feeling like, you know, what can we do about it? Sometimes feeling sad and depressed. You know, earlier we were talking about genetically modified foods. What about animal cruelty? What about Fukushima and the possible Pacific Coast and the Pacific Ocean devastation? You know, a lot of times you sit there and you read some of these articles and some of these reports and it's overwhelming because you're like, are we going to lose everything? Is a disaster that takes part in Japan, a disaster that takes place in Japan, in a plant, after a natural disaster, where the leakage of this material into the ocean caused massive devastation. You know, a lot of people sit there and they, you know, they sweep it under the rug. I mean, if you actually go online and you Google Fukushima and you start looking around, you'll realize that most of the articles were printed back when it happened 2 years ago. Very rarely, there's only a couple of articles that just now came out talking about it right now. And a lot of it is about their regulation organization for the nuclear power plant in Japan. That's saying everything's fine, everything's okay, this is fine. But you know what? I don't believe it is. And, you know, I recently had some friends that were in Hawaii. They go there often. They work there. And there's been more and more shark attacks. More and more shark attacks. And these are, I'm not talking about great whites. I'm talking about different types of sharks. And do you know that most sharks do not like the taste of human flesh? Like, they can't stand it. Like, it's gross. Like, literally, it's disgusting. I mean, it's way worse than you and I, you know, deciding that we're hungry and take a bite out of the sheetrock on our wall. It's like real bad. And they've been having more and more fatal shark attacks. And the natives out there are actually talking about how they believe that it's because of all this material that's floating from Japan. Toxic material, killing most of the life of vegetation and other smaller fish, and the sharks don't have anything to eat. And nobody wants to talk about this. And then, you know, just recently I was on Twitter and a guy sent me an article and said, well, this is a peer-to-peer article and there's nothing going on. And I just find that hard to believe. I mean, maybe in Nova Scotia they're not finding certain high levels of radiation. But you never know. And I think that's the thing, is that we all need to be educated. If this is an issue to you that keeps you up late at night, I wouldn't just sit there and, you know, accept that Twitter or Facebook is going to give me the knowledge. Do research. Learn. Go online. Try to find some information that you can find. The one thing I think is interesting, though, is that the bigger the issue, the less information it has. I mean, think about it. The bigger the issue, the bigger the spill, BP, the bigger the spill, the less information there is. And that could be a sign right there. But on the other hand, it's like, I feel like a lot of times on our news, we're not even talking about these big issues. I mean, to me, the life in the ocean as we know it is kind of a big deal. Like, it's a huge deal. I mean, they're over there talking about the drought in California killing the whales. Are we sure that there's not other issues killing the whales? Are we sure that the radiation and that type of material, if it's already gone to Hawaii, are we sure that it's not coming up to California yet? Have we thought about that at all? I mean, that's a thought to think about. I mean, the life as we know it in the ocean is a big deal for me, because you know what? That's like all the animals, it's the vegetation, that's our food supply, that's our water, it's our oceans. It's a big deal. I mean, a small riot somewhere to me, and I understand there were some people that got hurt, and my heart goes out to them. But that was a multiple-sided deal there. There was every race involved, and it's people that are not doing that are going outside and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. I mean, these police officers, I mean, it's amazing. It's insane, but we all know good police officers. We all know good people. These people are abusing their ability. But to me, that is not really big news. To me, the big news and the stuff we need to be talking about are these big issues. The issues that really, as they say, it's like the bomb. They bring people together because it's the end of times. And I want to be able to look at these and be educated and feel good about it and know, okay, I read this, I know this, I know that, and I feel good about it. And I think you're in the same boat as I am. You want to feel good about feeling good. You want to be able to sit there and have an educated conversation with somebody and explain to them why something is so important to you. You want to be able to take it to the next level and figure out what you can honestly do to begin to make a change. I mean, that's why we want to do our research, right? Is to try to change things, to try to help out, to try to make things better. And I think that's important. And I think the other thing about the news that we don't get to hear are the people that are trying to do just that. I mean, with these riots recently, I think that the hero was the mother that pulled the kid from the riot. And she said, you know, you're better than this. You're going home. That's a hero. That's a hero. I think that a lot of times we miss out because it's all this pomp and circumstance. Everybody's trying to get you riled up, your panties in a bunch. Sit back, look at the things as they are, and then analyze what is the cause that impacts you that will impact life for the rest of our lives. What is the thing that's the most important? And that, to me, is where you want to follow. And I know we all have our jobs and we all have our day-to-day life, but we can figure out how to change it or how to morph it to include this cause, to try to change it, to try to make it better, to try to improve it. Better yet, to educate other people. I mean, think about it. If you think that there's bad leadership all the way to the top, then figure out what to do about it. You know, it's interesting how I always hear people saying, well, I didn't vote for so-and-so, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do that. And I understand that it could be overwhelming because you probably won't be able to run for president. I mean, probably people don't really know you that well. And, you know, you'd have to be a write-in. And, you know, if Ron Paul can't get elected, I don't know about you. But, I mean, maybe it could be. You could run. You could get it. But what about even educating other people around you and explaining exactly why you're not happy? Explaining why you feel like things are left unsaid or left undone. I mean, people go to Austin all the time. People go to the D.C. all the time to picket, to argue, to fight, to stand up for their beliefs. Think about that. Is there a coalition that you could form? I mean, there's so many different options here. And I think a lot of times, though, we look at politics as something that needs to be changed. And politics has needed to be changed for a long time. Okay? There should have been term limits on everything for a very long time. I mean, the Senate, the House, the President, all these people should have massive cutback term limits. I think they should all be audited by the IRS. But that's my own opinion. I mean, we all get audited. Why don't they? I mean, how much did you come in with? How much you leave them with? You know, if there's a $100 million increase, well, maybe we need to sit back and look and see what all happened. You know, I think it's interesting, too, about how we buy into what people say and more than what they do. And I think that's a big thing that we have to look at is, are you buying in more into what people are saying than they're doing? And politics is one of those things that you have to kind of buy into that hook, line, and sinker. I mean, you know, come on. You think they're normal middle-class people that are running? No. I mean, you know, it's like, don't buy into the hype. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, half those people, you know, probably don't even put gas in their own car. They probably don't even drive themselves. They probably haven't been to a gas station in 15 years. I'm not pointing fingers or naming names or pointing fingers, but come on, you know? And I think that we have a tendency of seeing things and assuming that's reality. I want people to do due diligence. I want you to go over there and educate yourself as much as you can on what truly matters to you. I can't name how many people come to me and have political rants and raves, and they don't really know what they're talking about. They don't have the facts right. They don't really know where people stand. They don't know how somebody voted. And that's a big deal, is that if you know that information, you can get more people behind you to listen to you, as well as you can do something about it. If you want something voted a certain way, you want to figure out, you need to figure out how to get things done, and you need to know the chain of command. But just sitting back on the couch and being upset about how nothing's going down is a problem. You know, and I think that that's what we need to change. Also, think about our future and the safety of the world. That's a big deal for people. How safe is this world with ISIS and terrorism? I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, we hear about training camps and in Texas. We hear about all kinds of stuff. Is this real? How much of it's real? How much of it isn't? And we have to step back and analyze what's going on. You know, and understand and start doing research. I mean, there's a thing called the internet. And you know, there's a lot of people that are talking about how, you know, there could be some limitations put on it. But let's look at it as it is right now and start realizing that there is certain knowledge that you can get, and then there's certain knowledge that you have to go on foot to find. I mean, if you want to learn certain things in life, you have to go on foot and find it yourself. And I've realized that. Like, some people will sit there and say, I got lost, I couldn't find my way directional-wise, da-da-da-da-da, you know, Surrey, and the directions on my phone couldn't help me find it. Well, that's fine. That happens. But on the flip side, sometimes you have to get lost to be found. Sometimes you have to go do the footwork, get out there, run around, look around, sniff around, and find what you're looking for. Because life's too short to not be educated, to not know things, to not know where you stand with things, to not know what's important to you, to not know the concerns that matter to you. But better yet, what are you going to do about it? I mean, because I have concerns right now. I don't like animal cruelty. I don't like animal testing. It concerns me. It upsets me. It gets to my core. The Fukushima thing is outrageous. And that's something that really gets to me, because that could impact the whole world and all of life on it. But I'm reading two sides of everything. You got one extreme and the other extreme. Where is it in the middle? What's the reality? And why isn't anybody talking about it? And I think that's what gets to us as a race, is that we feel that a lot of our big issues, our concerns really, are not being voiced. They're not being talked about. And if they are, they're either one extreme or the other. And we really don't know where reality meets together. And that's a concern. And that's concerning to me. And I get upset and I get angry. And a lot of y'all, while you watch the news, and you get even more stressed out about what's going on and how things are going to change. But we have to come up with an idea, because ideas can change. A doctrine you can't change, but you can change an idea. Come up with a set of ideas and a plan of how to devise something to be able to get more knowledge, to understand things, and to get where you need to go. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about the things that keep us up at night, as well as what we can really do about it. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back in two shakes.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we're talking about those causes, the causes and the world issues that keep us up at night. You know, the ones that keep us up thinking, pondering, sweating even, wondering what we're going to do. How are we going to change the status quo? How are we going to make things better for our kids? How are we going to make things better for us? How are we going to get the world in order and in shape? How are we all going to be successful? How are things going to grow and succeed? And I know that I have a lot of concerns when I go to bed, and I think about deep concerns, and I think about worldly concerns. I think about things that impact our entire universe. And I know that that causes me stress. I'm not an idiot. I'm not a moron. I know I can't compartmentalize that. And I think a lot of us out there try to compartmentalize things. We try to let it go. We try to see things differently. We try to, you know, maybe have a couple more drinks at night. You know, maybe that might work to get us, less edgy. You know, and I wonder. And years ago, I remember I had these issues when I was dealing with major life issues, major world issues. And I remember I'd sit in front of that TV and watch TV and watch the news. And I'd watch it constantly. CNN, CNBC, Fox, all of it. And it really stressed me out. And some of the issues, I started just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? How are we going to do this? How are we going to be successful? My vote doesn't count. My word doesn't count. Nobody's listening to me. How can I change anything? Oh my God. Oh, it's a lot of stress. And I know a lot of people listening tonight, I know most of you listening tonight know exactly what I'm talking about. That stress. It's almost fear. We fear the unknown. We fear what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know that everybody can live happily, that everybody is allowed to be successful, that there's enough to go around, that it's not just about, you know, kicking people and taking what they have because there's only a finite amount. No, there's enough to go around. And I think a lot of y'all listening are with me when you're stressed out about the other side of the coin. The people that don't think there's enough to go around. The people that believe there's a finite amount of stuff that we all need to be fighting to take. I think some of us know that there's probably groups of people that might hate most other people and are concerned for their well-being. They're concerned about the future of the world. I have some friends of mine that have recently moved here from Ethiopia. And the other day, Sam, one of my friends, stopped me in the hallway and asked me, Ashley, what's going on with this ISIS stuff? They just killed people from my hometown, from my village, from I don't know what to do. And it all of a sudden became real for him. It became real because it was people he might not have personally known, but he knew where they lived. He knew the area. He knew where they were killed at. He knew the area and the people that lived around that area. And he used to walk on that land. He used to be there. And I think these are the things that scare a lot of us because we know that there are some people out there that might not want the best for everybody. There might be some people out there that might not want everybody to succeed and to be happy and to find self-actualization and to grow and mature and be wise and love and learn. And I think this is an approach that we all have to look at because I believe that there's a world, and I believe this world we can live and learn and be happy. But in the same time, there are people that might want to take that away. But I know that if we sit there and we harp on it and we gaze at it and we think about it on a day-to-day-to-day basis, second to second for some of us, our own success and happiness pales in comparison to the amount of energy that we're dedicating to that situation. The amount of energy and power that we're putting there. I always think it's interesting when somebody talks to me about worst case scenario. Worst case scenario. So, Ashley. Okay, Ashley. So, what would be the worst case scenario in this situation? Well, you know what? I really don't want to go to the worst case scenario. I don't think that we have to look at our life and wonder the worst case scenario. I think quite the opposite. Let's think about the best case scenario. Let's hope for the best. Let's work toward the best. And there's a difference between hoping and working toward something. I can hope all day from my couch. Will things come about? Had I had hoped all day from my couch, I probably wouldn't have a radio show. I probably wouldn't be able to talk with y'all and help people understand their path. I wouldn't be called a pathfinder. I wouldn't be a life coach that has amazing clients that we have eye-opening epiphanies every session. Really, every session. I mean, it's not hard when you're actually working with people and listening to them and cognizant and you've been there before to know the road to go. That's why they call me the pathfinder. And that's an interesting approach to life because if I was just hoping to be the pathfinder, it wouldn't do me much good. But I've worked to create the path, to know the path very well, and to be able to find it for others. I can help co-find it. You got to help too. And that goes along hand in hand with these grave concerns we have about the universe. There's some concerns, I think, that we have to sit back and realize that if we think about them too much, they can cloud our judgment. Because some of it, we have to realize that we don't know all the information. We don't know all the information. And some of the information that we don't know is very important. It's interesting how some of the most important tidbits of information have just been left out or isn't known. But there are some causes that deserve respect and that deserve to be worked with and that they deserve to have attention. There's some causes that do not need to be swept under the rug, and I don't think any of this needs to be swept under the rug. I think it depends on how we look at it. And more than looking at it, what we do about it. Because I think a lot of times people say, let's go to the drawing board. Well, you know, I'm tired of being at the drawing board. I'm tired. It's like, let's go to the practice board over here. Let's practice for a while. You know what? I'm done practicing. Let's go. I'm done. I'm ready to get in the game now. And I think for most of us, we're all ready to get in the game. We've all practiced. We've gone to the drawing board 1,000 times. And we've never really done anything about it. I mean, yes, we lived our lives and most of us had amazing kids and children and we're raising our children and we have our lives and we have our job and our career and our marriages and our friendships. And this means a lot. But there's also more. There's things on a greater scale that can impact our lives for the rest of our lives and to the end of our lives. Some things that are taking place right now could cause the end of our lives. We have to sit there and research and understand what causes or cause do we need to step up to the plate and tackle. What is feasible? What can we honestly do? And what can we take care of? And I think the first thing that we need to look at tonight when we're discussing this, when we're taking the cause that keeps us up at night, what's the first thing that we have to do? And I know for most people this might be hard. I think we can have several causes that we champion, that we want to change, that we want to help, that we want to inspire, but I think we could only focus on one or two. I say two because I think some of us are so adamant and so devout to two different things that we have to stick with that. Some of us can focus on one thing, the one concern that has concerned us and plagued us since we were young. And I think that's what we could go back to as well. But I think some of us, there's two different things. I'm a very big environmentalist and I'm a big animal rights. You know, and then I'd sit there and say, well, you know, the food source is important, so I'm against GMOs. You know, and terrorism, that's an issue too. The environment, to me, and animal rights are extremely important. I'm against animal testing. I'm against animal cruelty. And I understand that for a lot of us, it's difficult because even for me, it's difficult for me to deal with one thing. It's difficult. And I have problems with it on a daily basis. And it's something that I try to work on. And I don't understand. I just haven't been able to kind of jump that hump. When we return, I'm going to be talking about the thing that I've been working on, the situation that I haven't really been able to successfully jump, as well as how to really get past these concerns and actually take it from being up all night to doing something about it. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we've been talking about the concerns that keep us up at night. So what can we do about these concerns that keep us up at night? What can we do about them to take them out of our mind and do something about it? You know, right before the break, I was talking about the one thing that I haven't been able to figure out how to get over. And I'd like to talk about that now. The environment and animal cruelty, animal abuse, and animal testing is something that really, it just causes, I've sat there and cried in my car over it by myself, okay? And I think a lot of people can connect with me on this because I have sat in my car and cried over it. I've sat by myself and cried over it. And it's at the random times. And about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it happened for the first time where I opened Facebook and I saw this horrific image. And it just got to me. I mean, it just didn't bum me out. It just really got to me. And all day and all the next day and all the next day and all the next day. I mean, it just got to me. And I'm a big believer in not sharing the bad milk, okay? And I'm not saying that this image was not put out there to get people, to get the troops rounded up. I understand that they were putting this image out there to get the troops rounded up and to get people to realize how horrific some situations have become. But I'd like to talk about that. And I opened up that Facebook and I saw that, and it broke me down for a few days, actually. And it was hard to get over. And because I don't share the bad milk, and I'm not saying that this photograph was bad milk, I'm just saying that it wasn't in the taste that I would put out, but I understand that some people feel that that's what's needed. And so instead of sharing it, I kept it inside. And the difference between me and some other folks that I know is that when they see something bad, they want to graphically define it for you. They want you to see it too in your mind's eye. I don't want to do that to people. And I think there's another side of this too, is that I am against animal testing. And when I see things that are just awful, it's hard for me to get out of my mind. And I still have an image right now that I can't seem to get out of my mind. And this image has been in there for over a year. And it had to do with animal testing. And I understand that people that do a lot of this to tell and to explain to others that they need to do something, I understand that there's a lot of shock involved. But I think for some people that are more pure of thought, it's a painful position to be in. I think for some people that are very pure of thought, it hurts. And I don't need to be shocked into helping people. I don't need to be shocked into knowing the animal cruelty and abuse that goes on. I don't need the shock. Okay? That's going to make me even more intimidated, even more scared, and even more depressed. I think that the better idea is to round people up and educate them in a nice way, and I'm not saying all sweetsy, sweetsy, all great, but it's a lot easier to get flies with honey. And what I'm saying is that I don't need the shock factor to get me to donate or to get me to give time to a charity. I don't need that. For example, there's a recent charity that I saw, you know, about homeless children, and I want to help with that as well. But me seeing a child half dead on the side of the road somewhere is not what I need to jump in head first. My biggest concern is that I need to know that the animals or the people or the oceans that I'm helping are actually getting help. And I think that's something that's so crucial right now in these days and times. It's because a lot of times, you know, people give to charity and they wonder, where did my money go? What am I doing? Where is it going? Is it going to what I want it to go to? Is it benefiting the people that I want it to benefit? That's so important. And so not all of us can go out to Japan and get on some boats and check and see how much radiation is in the Pacific Ocean. And it's not that we don't want to. It's not that we don't want to go out there and be on the front lines. But like we say, we have responsibilities. Like we say, we have family, work, house payment, car payments. Some of us are getting school again. Some of us are back in education, going back to college again, getting a master's, getting a doctorate, getting our degree. However, we can help. And that's what's so important. So instead of the scare, let's stop the scare and let's educate. I think a big thing about fear is being uneducated. We fear what we don't know, right? And because we fear what we don't know, if we know it, then we don't really fear it that much anymore. You know, it's almost like turning that light on. It's a dark room. You've been there before. You're a young child. Some of us adults are even scared of the dark, even now. You're young. It was dark. Maybe you thought somebody was underneath your bed. Maybe a monster was underneath your bed. Maybe a monster, better yet, was in your closet. They've done movies on that. Monsters, Inc. And as a child, if that ever happened to you, I know I'd be like, Mommy, Daddy, come into my room. And one of them would run in. Light turns on real quick. You okay? You okay? What's going on? You okay? You okay? What's going on? Normally my mom would run in, light would come on. My dad would be falling right behind her. Everything okay? Everything okay? What's going on? Everything okay? Oh, it's so dark. I think there's something in my closet. Door of the closet opens. And mine had one of those where the light bulb was just like the light bulb and you had like the cord, the little metal beaded cord. You know? You pull the cord down and the light goes on. And my mom and dad would be like, get on up out of bed and look, come on. And I'd walk in the closet and there'd be nobody there. I'd be like, no, push that back. There's something back there. They push the long jacket, long snow jacket or whatever back. Nothing there. You know, then I'd maybe ceremoniously check under the bed. Nothing there. So now we know that there's no monster or person or anything in the bed, underneath the bed, or in the closet. We become educated. At least for that one night, we as a child became educated and knew that there was nobody else in our room unless they come in after that. And then we definitely waited up for at least several minutes, maybe an hour, and then finally passed out. And a lot of times we forget what we did as children because it's kind of the same thing as what we should be doing now. We got to turn on the light. We got to illuminate what's going on around us. By illuminating, I mean by educating, by understanding, by asking questions. You are allowed to ask as many questions as you want. If you're asking me, it just depends on how many I want to answer. Kidding. Seriously, we can ask as many questions as we want. We can get as detailed as we want to. I find that lately, though, most people don't want to get detailed. They don't want to ask questions because they don't really want to know the answers. So how do we begin to turn on that light? I think first, before we turn on the light, we have to realize what is the cause that keeps us up at night. So let's start taking a couple of examples here. And eventually I want to do a call-in show based on this as well, because I think this is a big deal, and I think that this illuminates issues for everybody. I think we all have this cause. This all have this platform that we need to speak up about. So let's just talk about it in the form of animal cruelty, or let's talk about it in the form of safety of this world or war, or even genetically modified foods. Let's talk about these types of issues. Now, let's just take, for example, genetically modified foods like we talked about earlier. If that's something that's a cause that you're scared about, if you're scared about how you're ingesting and what you're ingesting, and is this going to cause cancer or is this going to kill you or modify you in some way, education needs to be done. For example, if it's about animal testing, educating yourself on what companies test on animals, find out that information, begin to catalog that information and figure out who tests on animals and who doesn't. I mean, if you want to make a change real quick, start educating the people around you on who tests on animals, who doesn't, and take your money from the people that test on animals and give it to the people that don't test on animals. The more people that you awaken, the less money that's given to these corporations. Eventually, just in money alone, they're going to have to make some changes. But we're not stopping there. With the genetically modified food, recognizing and educating your friends and family, coworkers. Don't forget your coworkers. A lot of times we make judgment calls on people because we think, oh, they're not into that, or oh, they're not that smart, or so-and-so doesn't eat well anyway, they don't care. Don't make judgment calls when you're handing out truthful information. The truth is important and everybody needs to know it. It's just the way it is. They might not use it, but they're not ever going to lose it. Our subconscious mind is a very interesting, intricate computer. As well as you never know who they're going to tell. So let's talk about genetically modified food. You research and find out exactly who's manufacturing it. And you start to begin to find out what foods, I know some companies right now, that are buying that product and putting it in theirs. Start educating yourself on that. And then the next step would be to come up with a list of the companies that use and buy genetically modified grains and foods to put into their foodstuffs. And maybe make a list of it. Maybe put it up at work. Maybe hand it out to the PTA. Maybe give it to your children to look at. Maybe give it to your friends and family. If you have a, you know, a reading group or a book club, book of the month club or what have you, bring it there. If you're a big social media person or even a small, tiny social media person that's become a big media person, because we all have to start somewhere, put it there. The more people who know the truth, it matters. And some people won't care, and some people will defriend you on Facebook because of all the stuff that you put up. But remember, don't shock, give truth. It's a difference, because when we shock people, we have a tendency of scaring them more. We don't want to shock. We don't want to scare. We want to share. And when we want to share, we want to share the truth. We want to share what we've learned by our experience, what we've learned from our education, and what we've learned from our resources and our research. So stay tuned. When we return, we'll be talking more about how to take that concern away from feeling helpless and being in the power position. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we've been talking about that concern, the concern that keeps you up at night. And what can we do about that concern? Because a lot of times these concerns have to do with real world issues, real world problems, okay? And these can really keep you up at night because you don't know exactly what to do or where to turn or what your next move is. And we were just talking about this before break, is don't shock, don't scare. We want to share the truth. And you know, when you educate yourself and research certain things, let's say, for example, again, the GMO foods. You don't want genetically modified foods. You've done some research. You know the possible health risk, the health risks. You know the possible futures we have. And you don't want to eat it. You don't want your kids eating it. You don't want your friends eating it. And you the heck don't want to eat it either. So what do? We share the truth. Go and research and figure out what companies are actually manufacturing genetically modified foods. Second, figure out what companies and find out what companies are buying from that company their grains and foods to put in their other foodstuffs. And there's some big companies out there doing that right now. And put a list together for your friends and families and coworkers. Anybody that you care about, put a list together. Even if you hang it on the refrigerator at work, or you put it at the PTA meeting. Or maybe the next time a school has a function, your kid's school has a function, you make copies and give it out as flyers. Or better yet, better for the environment, send it out electronically. Another way is to social media blast it. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mom. You have a big job to take care of those kids, and you have the ability to shine truth in situations. You got to do it. If you put it on Facebook, or you put it on Twitter, or you Instagram a list to people, and you put that up on your Instagram, genetically modified foods, who makes it? The next one could be the companies that buy it. Bam, bam, double threat, mom. See, it's as easy as that to begin to be proactive in what keeps us up at night. Because how much better does that make you feel that you have gone out of the way? Which is really not going out of the way. You've done what you need to do. You've done what's right. Research, compile lists, organize your thoughts, put it on platforms, continue to get the information out, the truth without scare. And that night's sleep is going to be amazing. You're going to sleep like a baby. You've done everything for everybody. You've done the right thing. You've educated them. So you've educated people. You're educating people. You're spreading the truth. You're spreading the word. You know, that's awesome because it's amazing what people will do with the truth. It's a sad state of affairs because a lot of people aren't allowed, they aren't given the truth and they don't really know how to research and they haven't done it. So they listen to people tell them stuff that doesn't really matter or isn't really true. And they go along with that stuff their whole life and believe a set of lies. And they never corroborate it and they never check it out. You have the ability to open up their eyes, shine the light, illuminate the situation. Man, that's top notch. I mean, that's what you want to do is teaching people. That's a good thing. We're all supposed to help each other. We're all supposed to learn from one another. We're all supposed to help teach one another. It's more like a village, I presume. You know, I think that a lot of people want to be separated nowadays, and I think that's a crock of, I don't know. It's just not good. Separation is not what we want to do. Don't follow certain medias that tell you that you should be separate. We should come together. Knowledge and wisdom is formed by a collection. The mastermind group is not formed by one person. It's formed by several people. So first off, we've stopped the scare. I like that. Don't shock. Don't scare. We want to share the truth. And I just came up with that on this show. Yeah. Burgess. Little baby bee in the house. So, okay, we've done that, right? We've done that. We're sharing because, you know, sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. So, for example, let's say genetically modified food, same as animal testing. You figured out what companies test on animals and what companies don't. You have a do and a don't list that you put together. Make sure that that's completely illuminated, the do's and don'ts. And you put that out at the office. You don't have to put pictures that scare the heck out of people. But you put a do and don't, a buy and don't buy. Okay? And put, they test animals, they don't test animals. No testing, test. And that will define a lot for a lot of people. Because people don't like animals being tested on. And for the most part, we don't want to know. And it scares people because the reason why people don't do a lot of research sometimes is because they don't want to see the shock pictures. Because it's going to stay in their mind. And it'll disturb them. It's the same reason as why I don't see certain films is I don't want to be disturbed. I don't need to be disturbed. I just don't want to go to that. I don't want to go to that level. And so a lot of times we need to know the information. And I don't think it's as scary as we find it. But when some people have been deterred from finding it, they need someone to step up to the plate and be their educator and be the professor and say, these people test on animals. These people don't. And validate your information. And people will follow suit. They will stop buying from those people. Some people will start picketing. Other people will go to more drastic measures for legislation. Other people will triumph and start organizations and 501c3s to stop this. But you, beginning with the education, is imperative. You know, when we educate ourselves and we know the truth, we have to let the truth go. We have to let it out. It's just like if you knew how to win the lottery every single time and you hit it from everybody, that's just mean. If you hit the lottery with the truth, you need to open people's minds and let them decide how they want to take the information. You can show people water, but you don't have to make them drink. But if you know it's water and you point out the water and you explain that's water, this is H2O and it's da-da-da-da, molecular structure, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, great. People might go, okay, good. Some people might go, thank you so much. Other people might go, whatever. But you want to spread the word. The more people who know the truth, the better off we all are. The more people who know the truth, the better off we all are. Truth is paramount. Truth will set us free. Truth will get us out of situations that are causing us pain and destruction. The truth is the simple antidote. And so when we spread the word, we begin to educate others. And others get to have that illumination. That light bulb that was like in my closet as a child. Just that single light bulb that connected to that old filament that had the little silver chain with the little separate ball silver chain that you pull on and the light turns on. Everybody deserves to have that light on. And if it takes you to shine the light and to show them that they actually have a light, then so be it. Be that. And, you know, it's great to be the person that says, hey, hey, there's something over here. Check it out. I want to show you. I want to show you what's going on. I think you need to know what's happening. I think you need to know what's going on over here. And this has been what I've researched, and I have a lot of corroborating evidence, and I can show you, but this is what I researched, this is what I know, and I'm continuing to do more research, and I'm trying to find out more, as much as I can, about the situation every day. And you know, some days we get more, and some days we might not get as much. I mean, you do have a life outside of the cause. But I do think that we as humans have causes. Like, we're supposed to stand up for people and things that can't stand up for themselves. I mean, the ocean's animals can't sit there and go, hey, stop putting radiation in here. We're all dying. I mean, it's awful. We're, like, disintegrating, and it's really, really bad. And I don't want to paint that picture for you, but you can go on the internet and read a few things that they have. There's not a lot published on it. And there was a lot of articles that were on there just a few weeks ago that seemed to have been gone. They vanished somehow. But anyway, so read for yourself. But those animals that are being tested on, they can't stop. They can't pull off the chains and go, I'm out of here. If you care and you are the cause, you have to champion a cause to some degree. Now, whether it is to educate, to begin by educating yourself and then to educate others, if it's to spread the word, that's also a big deal. When we return, we're going to talk about the next two options that you can do to take this cause out of your mind from keeping you up all night to actually being able to do something about it and feeling good about yourself. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we've been talking about those big concerns that we have, those world concerns, those things, those issues that keep us up late at night, keep us up thinking, tossing and turning, and what we can do about those causes, what we can do to stop tossing and turning and actually do something about them. You know, right before the break, I was talking about education, doing our research, understanding things, being able to educate others. Don't shock, don't scare, we want to share the truth. Don't shock, don't scare, we want to share the truth. So we want to educate people. We want to educate people. We want to do our education. For example, remember we were talking about GMO foods. We don't want modified foods, non-genetically modified foods. Make lists of the companies that sell that food. Make lists of the companies that sell that product to the food source companies. And bring it to the office. Put it up on the refrigerator. Tell all your friends and family. The same with the animal testing. Those are just two examples. You can find out the companies that actually test on animals. You can put up a list of the companies that do and companies that don't. You can educate people and let people make their decision. Let people connect on their soul level what matters to them. And I think if you can be the educator, you will stimulate amazing thought, an amazing connection for people, and they will begin to do this in their own lives with their own causes. Some of these causes could be the same. They could overlap. You know, you also want to spread the word. So just like I was saying, do the research, compile the information, have a case. You've made a case. Now it's time to spread the word. It's word spreading time. And you know, that's what I was saying earlier. You know, don't limit yourself by who you tell. You know, some people might say, oh, they're not going to be interested in that. Oh, John won't be interested in that. Oh, Aunt Sally, oh, nah, she won't care. You don't know what Aunt Sally really cares about, because a lot of people don't talk about these big concerns with other people. Okay? This is like a hot topic deal. You don't know who this is going to impact the most. And because you don't know, tell everybody. Tell everybody that'll listen. It's important. because you're going to open the eyes of people without scaring them. You're going to help them. You're going to educate them. You're going to help them be a better person. They're going to feel better about themselves. They're going to feel better. Think about it. If you showed me a list of companies that test on animals and companies that do not test on animals at all, I'm going to feel better about no longer buying from the companies that test on animals. I'm going to start feeling better about myself already right then. Okay? I'm going to start feeling better about myself already. And all this is going to start adding up. And eventually, some people might actually do more. And that's where I want to talk about right now, is to organize a mission. There's going to be some people out there that have a little more time or just more concerned about the concern. And they want to organize a mission. Organize a group of people who come together, who feel the same way about this concern and want to change it. That's how things happen. You know, I know a lot of times because of the way there's so much fear propaganda, all the fear propaganda keeps a lot of people separated. I'm scared of my neighbor. My neighbor could be a pedophile. I'm scared of my neighbor. My neighbor could be a murderer. And all this stuff that's going on, that it's like put a wedge between us and our neighbors, us and the community. It's time to get back to the community. It's time to walk around the block. It's time to meet your neighbors. The time is now. It's not yesterday. It's now. You still have time. I don't care what kind of neighborhood you're in. There's got to be some neighbors that connect with you. There's got to be some good neighbors out there that want the best for the community and want the best. Go find them. Unite. It's better to know them and know each other and understand each other than not to know each other. What happens if something happens? What do? You can't do anything. You're stuck because you got nobody to back you up. Again, you feel alone, disjointed, by yourself, scared, fearful. Let's eliminate that. This is all about eliminating fear and eliminating the scare. And so organize yourself. When you're involved with something, you want to find other people that feel the same way. And it might not be the first people that you talk to, but you know what? They're going to respect you. They're going to at least respect you. And you know what? They know where you stand. And that's more than most people do. When people know where somebody stands, normally they have some sort of respect. It's just the way it is. They might not like you, but they will respect you. You know, and if you don't want to organize a mission, and you feel that spreading the word and educating others is good, another good option is to champion others who already have a mission in place that are actually working on exactly the mission and the concern that is your concern. When we champion other people who are already working to resolve the situation that's our concern, and we back them, it is our mission too. You might not be the name of the mission, but you're a supporter and you champion them. That matters. That matters a lot. Because now, you might not be able to take the time to organize an entire mission, to get a bunch of people together, to do all this stuff. You might not have the time, but you know what? You do have the ability to get behind someone that is. And you should feel very good about that. Like, for example, with animal rights, I'm a big supporter of the SPCA. And I'm a big supporter of smaller organizations, too, especially in people's homes that have taken in animals that have been abused and in shelters and what have you. These are some amazing people, and I champion them on a daily basis because I believe in them. And even your friends that are doing as much as they can from the grassroots efforts, don't laugh. Help them, even if it's in a small way, like putting something on social media or sending out an email about maybe a fundraiser they're doing. I mean, I have a friend of mine that literally takes in like 8 or 9 animals like every 6 months and rehabilitates them and gets them to good homes. That's amazing work. And they have a full-time job. Okay? I mean, that's amazing stuff. Champion them. Get behind them. Help them out in any way they can. Because they got to keep doing it. Because the world, it's not changing. People got to keep giving and giving and giving. And you got to get behind the people that are doing it. And you got to believe in them. Because you know what? A pat on the back here and there goes a long way. Hey, you're doing great, and you know what? You're really helping the world. goes a long way for people that keep giving day after day after day with no economic help, with no economic stimulus. They're doing it because they believe in it. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. They're doing it because they have a soul. They're doing it because they believe in it, and they're doing it because they know if they don't, they're not going to be able to sleep at night. And so I implore you to figure out the concern that matters to you right now. Figure out that concern that plagues you, that keeps you up at night, that when you see pictures that are scare tactics, you can't get it out of your mind. Think about that and start doing some education and help yourself educate and do that research and figure out where you stand with it. Get educated. Begin to get the word out. Help other people acknowledge what's going on. Educate them. And guess what? Then you can decide if you want to start your own mission or you want to triumph the other people that are already doing it, because you would already research that and figure out who's already involved. And I appreciate everybody for listening to the show tonight, because I know that it matters and you matter. You matter as a Perspectives listener. And if you missed any past Perspectives episodes, you can go to AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess.com. B-E-R-G-E-S. You can go to Spreaker, speaker with an R, put in Ashley, you'll find me. Go to iTunes, as well as you could go to Cerebral Studios, www.cerebralstudios.com. Actually, it's www.cerebralstudios.com, or alltexasmusic.com. We'll have a great show for you next. And by the way, be true to yourself. Be honest. Understand that you can make changes to this world. You can better this world. And don't shock. Don't scare. We want to share, and you want to share the truth. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. And Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.